理课堂听 class.com。
Bedtime reading. Bible stories. The stories of the Old Testament. God makes the world. Before there was heaven and earth, there was only darkness. God said, "Let there be light." And light appeared and filled the sky. Then God began to work on creating the earth.He commanded the rivers to lie in their banks and the oceans to roll back from the land. He made plants and trees to grow on the land and to bear fruit. Above the land, God made the sun to give light by day and the moon and stars to twinkle by night. When everything was ready, God created living creatures to make the earth their home.First, God made the fish that swim in the water and the birds that fly in the air. On the next day, God made all the animals, big and small, to walk on the earth. God was very pleased with the world he had made. He looked down upon it and said, "It is good." God wanted one more creature to make the world complete.This creature would be very special to God. God took clay from the earth and molded it into the shape of a man. When God breathed into the man, he came to life. Then God named the man Adam and took him to a beautiful place called the Garden of Eden. He put Adam to work naming all the animals, insects, birds, and fish.There were many fruit trees in the garden. God told Adam that he could pick any of the fruit except the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. "If you eat the fruit from that tree, you will die," God said. Although the garden was very lovely, and Adam had much to do, he was still lonely. God knew this.So he lay Adam down to sleep and took a rib from his side. From the rib, God created a woman, Eve, to be with Adam. Together they walked in the garden, talking with God and doing his work. They were very happy living in the perfect world God had made. Adam and Eve.Among the living things in the Garden of Eden was a snake. He crawled and hissed like the other snakes, but this snake was really God's enemy, Satan. He came to the garden to destroy all of the lovely things that God had made. One day the snake asked Eve if God had told her not to eat the fruit from the trees.
"No,"
said Eve.
"We can eat any fruit except the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God said if we eat that fruit, we will die."
"You won't die," said the snake. "You will be wise like God if you eat that fruit."
Eve looked at the beautiful fruit, and she thought if she could eat it, then she would be wise like the snake said. So,She picked a piece of the fruit. She bit into it, then gave it to Adam so that he could have this wisdom also. The wisdom Satan promised did not come. Adam and Eve had disobeyed God, and they felt very bad. Later that evening, God called to them, but they didn't answer. They went to hide among the trees where they picked leaves to cover their bodies.God called,
"Where are you, Adam?"
Adam and Eve walked very slowly out to meet God. They were afraid of him now because they knew they had done the one and only thing God had asked them not to do. God was very sad when he saw Adam and Eve. When he asked Adam if they had eaten the fruit from the forbidden tree, Adam said, "It was Eve who handed me the fruit."
"I'm not to blame,"
said Eve.
"The snake tricked me."
God explained to each of them that they could no longer live in the Garden of Eden because they had disobeyed him. Adam and Eve would have to go out into the world. They would have to work very hard to make crops grow. Weeds and thorns would grow up from the earth. The days would be long and tiring. And when they grew old, Adam and Eve would die, and their bodies would return to the earth. "You chose to disobey me," said God. "Now you must live apart from me." Adam and Eve walked out of the garden, and God sent angels with flaming swords to guard the entrance so they could not come back. Cain and Abel. Once Adam and Eve had made a home away from the Garden of Eden, they had their first child, a boy named Cain. Soon afterward, they had another son named Abel. The two boys grew up to be very different. Abel became a shepherd. He loved and trusted God and offered a lamb as a gift to God. Cain was a farmer. He gave God a gift of corn he had grown in his fields. But Cain had much pride and stubbornness inside him. God knew what was in the heart of each brother. He accepted Abel's gift, but not Cain's. Cain became very angry with God and started to walk away from him. "Why are you so angry?" God asked. "If you would only do what's right, you would be happy." Cain did not listen to God. Instead, he became more angry at God and more jealous of his brother Abel. Cain knew Abel had pleased God in a way that he seemed unable to do. Cain grew more jealous of his brother every day. Finally, he made a plan to do away with his brother. He asked Abel to walk out to the fields with him. Abel was glad that Cain wanted to be with him. He hoped they could love each other like real brothers again. His dream came to a bitter end when Cain raised his hand and hit Abel, killing him instantly. Cain walked away, leaving Abel's body in the field. "Where is your brother, Cain?" Cain heard God's voice calling to him.
"How should I know?" Cain said. "It is not for me to look out for my brother all the time."
But God knew what had happened and spoke again to Cain.
"Your brother's blood cries out to me. You must be punished for this evil thing, Cain. Leave this land, for it will no longer grow your crops. You will wander through this world in fear from now on."
Like his parents before him, Cain had disobeyed God and chosen a path that led him away from happiness. Noah's Ark. For many years after Cain murdered his brother Abel, evil continued to spread throughout the earth. More and more people chose to displease God by living their lives apart from him. Only one man seemed eager to do God's will. His name was Noah. God came to Noah one day and told him what must be done.
"There is so much evil in the world that I can no longer save it," God said. "I will send a flood so deep that everything living on earth will be destroyed. You must begin building a giant boat or ark so you and your family can survive."
Noah listened to God's instructions. The ark should have room for Noah and his wife, as well as his three sons and their wives. Also, Noah must make space for two of every living creature God had created. Noah started to work right away. He collected the wood and tar for the ark. He set aside smaller pieces of lumber to make pens for the animals. After he finished the ark, Noah began to gather a male and a female from many of the animals. God wanted to be sure that new creatures would be born on the earth when the flood was over. Noah and his family collected enough food to last many days and put it on the boat. Then, God came to Noah and told him the time had come to load everyone up. A week later, the rain started to come down. It rained all day and all night for many days. Water began to pour over the roads. It raced through people's houses, covering everything in its path. Many weeks passed, and the water grew deeper until only Noah's ark was left floating on the water. Noah and his family stayed in the ark for nearly 6 months before the rain stopped. Slowly, the flood water went down until one day they felt the boat stop on solid ground. They were sitting on the mountains of Ararat, but they stayed in the boat because God had not told them it was safe to come out yet. For 6 more weeks they waited. Finally, Noah set free a raven. It flew in circles around the boat. Then he sent a dove. It flew for a while, but came back to settle on the ark. The next week, Noah let the dove out again. She flew off into the distance and came back carrying an olive branch. The next time Noah sent the dove out, she did not come back. That was a sign to Noah and his family that the land was dry enough to live on again. God told Noah, "It is time to leave the boat now. The flood is gone." Now Noah set all the animals, birds, and insects free. They hurried away to find new homes on the land. Everyone was happy to be out of the boat, for they had been inside it nearly 9 whole months. Noah and his family built an altar so they could offer gifts to God and thank him for keeping them safe in the flood. God blessed them and told Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, to have many children. Then God made a promise to Noah. He said that no matter how badly people behave, he would never again destroy everything on earth by a flood. "I will send you a sign so you will always remember my promise," God said. "When the rains come down, don't be afraid. Look up and see my rainbow with many beautiful colors. Then you will know you are safe." The Tower of Babel. Noah and his sons obeyed God's command to have many children. Soon the earth was populated again with lots of people. Some of the people were good and followed God's word. But there were some who wanted to gather in one place and build a city and a great tower to honor themselves. God was very unhappy with these people because they were not following his plan for them. The people who worked on the tower all spoke the same language as everyone who lived on the earth did during that time. God divided them into different groups and made them speak different languages. They could not understand one another, and they had to give up building their city and the great tower. The people then scattered to other lands, and their tower sat unfinished. They called it the Tower of Babel, because Babel means mixed up.